The Guardian.
As much as possible, frankly, but it's a question of what they're going to be able to get under these kind of rather secret, or at least rather confidential negotiations that have been going on for the past 18 months, unbeknownst to most people, apart from a few civil servants in you know, European capitals, Brussels, and at the Department of Homeland Security in Washington. The Americans would be allowed to access to personal information, travel histories. They would be able to look at internet browsing records, for example, although European, senior European people in Brussels are denying that that is the case, but certainly credit card usage, histories, banking details, transactions, that kind of thing. A lot of the stuff that is routinely done on computers nowadays would be provided by companies to the American authorities on request. What is really at issue here at the moment, at the stage of the negotiations, is agreeing a kind of outline pact that clears away a lot of the very complicated legal obstacles to such a system operating.
One of the sticking points between the two sides has been the issue of whether European citizens should be able to sue the American government over the way it's handled their personal data.
This is actually the biggest problem with the whole deal, and it might indeed unravel on that point, although I doubt it myself. But basically, data protection is a fundamental right in most EU countries, and personal information and correct handling of it is a European right. Not so in America, and the American Privacy Act, I think from the 1970s, has a lot less force than some of these European data protection laws. Most significantly, the European laws are territorial. In other words, if you happen to be a Pakistani in Madrid and you feel that the Spanish government is abusing or using incorrect personal information on you, you can take the Spanish government to court, regardless of where you're from. The American system is quite different. Only American citizens can seek legal redress in the American courts on cases involving data protection and privacy of information. So in other words, if the American authorities are given all these swathes of information on Europeans, either traveling back and forth to America or whatever, and some of that information is bound to be incorrect, and if it is challenged, basically the European who might be victimized on account of that information cannot go to court in America to prove his case.
Now, France takes over the rotating six-month presidency of the European Union tomorrow. What is President Sarkozy going to do about this?
They're going to push it. They're very keen on it. In fact, most European governments are. I mean, this whole process on the European side has been driven by member states' governments, interior ministries and justice ministries, and the Justice and Home Affairs division of the European Commission and its officials there who are running the negotiations with these Washington people from the Department of Homeland Security, a man called Stuart Baker on the American side. The big question mark here is the Americans are dead keen to wrap this up while George Bush is still in the White House. That is not very long, and this is quite complicated stuff. In Brussels, the view is rather that that's a tall order. We will not finish it in 6 months. It will have to wait for a new American administration. And, of course, any new administration coming into office in Washington, they take a while to get up and running to make all their appointments. And this might not figure as their highest priority, so there could be delays. But basically, it's in the pipeline.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.